The governor wants to use $200 million from the Patients' Compensation Fund to help balance the state's budget next year. However, a study by the fund's board shows the premiums that doctors pay into the fund could grow by over 50% over the next two decades. Mark Andrews is president of the Wisconsin Medical Society. He says that in turn would drive doctors out of the state and make it impossible for some to get medical treatment.
This means patients have more difficult time finding doctors who will take care of them. An office must drive hundreds of miles to find their needed medical care.
Andrews wants the state to avoid a crisis that's occurring in other states like Ohio. That's where Dr. Christopher Majera moved to Wisconsin from, because medical liability costs in Ohio were out of control.
We'd literally been driven out of our home. We were medical refugees. And I can tell you, it's not going to be allowed to happen here. This is where I draw the proverbial line in the sand.
Republicans in the legislature have vowed to reject the governor's plan to use the fund. However, a Doyle spokesperson says without the transfer, access to health care for many people would be cut off. Dan Lystico says the fund has more than enough money to pay claims and has built up more than $300 million in interest. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.